From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. Many students take out loans while in college, but there are big differences between federally and privately backed loans. As Katie Orr reports from the Capitol, one California lawmaker wants to make sure students know the difference.
Private loans now make up about a quarter of all student loans. When students take out loans through the federal government, they're required to get entrance and exit counseling. That's not always the case with private companies. But Democratic Assemblyman Bob Wieckowski is hoping to change that in California. He's introduced legislation that would mandate the counseling and require more general financial education in California schools.
I'm not saying that people shouldn't enter the contracts. They should just have the financial tools and the basic education to understand, is this a good deal for me? Do I want to enter into it?
Wieckowski is also proposing a bill that would prohibit private companies from garnishing a borrower's wages to collect repayment. In Sacramento, I'm Katie Orr.
There's just under a week left to do your taxes. State and federal returns are due Monday. That's April 15th. And there's a change this year that could catch some unprepared taxpayers off guard. Dan Tahara with the California's Franchise Tax Board says the state has new scanners that will allow checks to be processed in a matter of days, not weeks.
For people who are writing checks to pay their taxes, make sure that you have those funds available because the money will be coming out a lot quicker than in previous years. So don't want you to get hit with any insufficient fund fees or anything like that.
Tahara says there aren't any new tax breaks or credits this year, but small businesses whose expenses exceed their revenue can take that net operating loss as a deduction this year. That's a change from the last few years when that wasn't allowed. Meanwhile, individuals who earn more than $250,000 a year and families that make more than $500,000 will see their tax rates go up. That's because voters approved Proposition 30 last year. That's the KRCB California Update. I'm Mark Prell.